We continue our broadcast here on Radio VR this 4th of July, 2014. And speaking of the date, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has congratulated his U.S. opposite number, Barack Obama, on Independence Day, which is celebrated, of course, this Friday in the United States. In a telegram to President Obama, Vladimir Putin said, "Russia and the U.S. should cooperate more in order to ensure global peace and stability." He stressed that both countries should act not only in the interests of their nations, but for the benefit of the entire world. President Putin expressed hope that Russia and the U.S. will manage to expand bilateral ties despite a lot of friction between the two powers over the situation in Ukraine. Now, the first question, of course, that I have for Dmitry Babich, our political analyst who's with us in the studio, is that possible in our present-day situation?
Well, it has been possible in Syria, so why shouldn't it be possible in Ukraine?
Well, Syria was before everything started in Ukraine, before the Maidan.
I would remind you that the frictions over Ukraine and inside the Ukrainian society were evident for at least 25 years.
But nobody spoke of sanctions against Russia and isolating Russia and putting Russia on its knees, as Obama has been saying.
In 2004, when the first Orange Revolution happened, I deliberately preserved all the newspaper clippings of the Western press of the time. And there was already talk of the sanctions, and there was complete inability of the Western countries to understand that frictions were inside the Ukrainian society. The Western press presented that situation as a fight between the forces of good, which is the European Union, and the Ukrainian Democrats, which are, of course, the majority of Ukrainian society, huge majority, and evil Russia, which tries to lure Ukraine back into Asia. And this is a simplified picture of reality, which is still predominant in the West. And look, today Mr. Obama had a conversation with Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, and I think that conversation reveals why the United States are not participating, have not been participating in the phone conferences for peace, which Putin had with Merkel and other European leaders until recently, and with Poroshenko, basically. The problem is that there is a complete difference in understanding of what the war is about. In the United States, Obama still believes, like the majority of Americans, that it's just a Russian intrusion. There are some bad elements from Russia entering Ukraine illegally and fighting there. So the problem is just to evict them out of Ukraine.
Yeah, no,
to
the seal refugees the border. Are just visiting their grandmothers in Russia.
And the refugees are probably...
Oh, no, not Psaki, her colleague.
Yes. And the refugees will return as soon as the nasty Russian guys leave. But in fact, it's a civil war. And for a civil war, there is no other solution but compromise between the warring parties. And compromise is something that Merkel and Obama have not been even talking about. They only talk about the need to seal the border and to expel the Russian intruders. And that won't solve the problem.
So basically, the U.S. is not interested in peace.
I am not a supporter of subscribing to U.S. all sorts of evil intentions. I think what's going on in Ukraine is against the interests of the European Union. It's against the interest of the United States. The United States do not need such a conflict with Russia. The United States don't need a conflict in the center of Europe. Who needs all of these cities and towns already bombed in the east of Ukraine? This is destroying Ukraine because even if Poroshenko is successful militarily, which I doubt, people in the east of Ukraine will have resentment towards the authorities in Kiev for many more years. And I think the fate of Ukraine has already been probably sealed in the east of Ukraine because of the amount of violence. So I think this letter of Putin, he's trying to sort of bring Obama back to reality. I would compare it to the article that Putin published in the American media right before the deal was struck on Syria. Mm-hmm. Let me just read a few sentences of what Putin wrote then. "Syria is not witnessing a battle for democracy, but an armed conflict between government and opposition in a multi-religious country. There are few champions of democracy in Syria, but there are many, many Al-Qaeda fighters." And what do we see now? Now no one is talking about democracy in Syria because the Islamist fighters who have been fighting Assad are now basically toppling the government in Iraq, and the West had to switch all of its resources to the support of the government in Baghdad. So in the same way, I think, just like the West was misinterpreting the war in Syria as a war between Democrats and the dictator, in the same way the West is misinterpreting the war in Ukraine as a Russian intrusion against an independent-minded new independent country. In fact, it is a civil war, and it should be treated as a civil war. Just like the conflict in Syria is not a fight for democracy, it's a conflict between ethnic and religious groups. Each one of them is fighting for survival, especially the minorities, of course. And in Ukraine right now, the Russian minority is also fighting for survival.